This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. Do you live with mysteries? I do. Currently, I have 32, which doesn't count me, or the family, or my friends, and the rest. You know what I mean. Many things, including alpacas, are simple and straightforward on the surface, but underneath have hidden depths, which sometimes come to the surface as a surprise, a mystery, a riddle, or a puzzle, and most likely a conundrum. Life is full of ambiguity and intriguing mystery. We kind of like it that way, but sometimes we'd prefer life to be a little simpler. I guess I'm thinking about longer-term questions here, ones that still don't have an answer, which have working hypotheses that don't quite fit. One thing that springs to mind is one of the "why do they do that" variety, or more correctly, "why do they sometimes do that?" They don't always, but they do sometimes. Megan spat in my ear again. "What did you do that for? You can see I have the food and I'm putting it out for you, but you still spat in my ear." She looked at me, reading my body language and deciding if she needed to spit at me again. Maybe she's accepting me as part of the herd and treating me like she would the others who need putting in place because they're in the way of her getting her food. If that is the case, I'm not sure that's a good thing. I've noticed she follows me and wants to taste the food first. The other bucket, which is closer, put there as a distraction while I shout out the remainder, is a great idea, but it's one of those hypotheses that doesn't quite fit. This should work. She should be distracted, but she'll go for this because it's right next to her. No. She's higher up the I eat first pecking order, and it's important for her to demonstrate this by following the food bringer and his dispensing of largesse and being first. I'm developing my new strategy of getting it shared out quickly, getting more than one bucket on the go and being alert to subtle movements and sounds that tell me I should move my ear out of the way. So far, I'm having mixed results. The mystery of why has multiple answers. Too close, too quick, other alpaca interactions that I have nothing to do with, but I'm just in the wrong place. And yet, there are still the times when I've not got a clue. Why did you do that? The good news is this is normal. If you are experiencing mysteries and your strategies are not working all of the time, normal, absolutely normal. All I can say is keep leaning in the direction of understanding. Gather the data. Try to reduce the times you get an earful. We're in it for the long haul. The easy question should become second nature. But just remember that one day there will be a surprise waiting for you, just round the corner. That was interesting. I wonder why they did that. I think there are three questions that might help. Number one, is it me? Could be. It could be something I did. Number two, is it them? Yeah, sometimes they're just having an off day. Sometimes, I don't know, it's one of those things. Or number three, is it something in the immediate environment, like another alpaca, or a cat? They get very twitchy when there are cats around. We haven't got a cat, and maybe that's half of the problem. We have one that comes and visits, and they see one, and they all get a bit twitchy. Is it me? Is it them? Is it something in the immediate environment? Every day is a school day when you have these mysterious creatures in your life. And probably It's how we like it, and we wouldn't have it any other way. And now, it's time for the Valley Update. Let me tell you what's been going on.
Oh, another feeding time. They come round. And I'm still in my top-to-toe waterproofs. And the girls were here. I've just been watching them out of the window. I have been watching them. They're all here. And now I can't see a single one. Where did they go to? How strange. Because they were all just there. Oh, they've wandered down and through into the garden. Okay. I wonder what that's about. Who's following who? I'm never quite sure who follows who. Oh, God, squelch. So, we'll get some food out. And I'll soon be back. Somebody will spot me. I wonder which Ellie that will be. She's always first. She comes back when I'm doing other things. She actually comes back to where I am. And I've been moving food, or I've been up to the boys and come back. And the others, they're off. They've all moved out. But she always comes back, just in case. She usually gets a little treat as well. Perhaps that's why. Perhaps I've trained her to come back, because there might be a little treat. But she's got a well-developed sense of there might be some food in this. Here they come. Oh, some are running. I can see Megan. I'm watching you. She's off at a distance at the moment. But the others are... Some are meandering. Some are running down and round the... From the top of the hill down, coming through. And they're just now watching me from a distance to see, what am I doing? Am I mucking out? Am I putting food out? Am I up to something? So, here we go. We shall see. There we go.
Lights on. It's getting a bit dark already. Hello. Come on. Howie. Come on, you.
Still coaches at the back.
So where's the green bucket that has the feeding place? Here it is.
Hey, don't be sneaking that side. I wasn't expecting you there. Megan.
Good girl. So down in the stable, there's the stable group. The stable group who come down for their food. And there's the others who are up on the field. It's very muddy. We continue to have quite a lot of rain. It's been quite, not heavy. Not too heavy, but fairly steady kind of stuff. It's variable, but very grey. We've had some really grey days. And the alpacas have been grey. They've been covered in mud and dirt and stuff, and they look very grey. Let's see where it is, but the raven's obviously cruising around somewhere. It's making its presence felt. And the swans are cruising and eating the weed, which is what they do. dipping down and taking the weed from the lower levels. And then every now and again, regular intervals. Sometimes in the afternoons, mostly in the mornings, they'll have a fly and they're flying the length of the lake. Sometimes they do pick up height and I'm just thinking, ooh, they're going to fly out, and they don't. They turn around or sort of loop slightly and then drop down into the stocking pond end of the lake, usually. Occasionally they'll fly from this end to the far end, but they're very happy and seem to be enjoying being here and it being counted as current home. I'm not sure whether they're going to be around and around, but we're running out of food now. It's a bit of argy-argy about what's left in the buckets. Little warnings. It's fascinating to see the dynamics of who's superior to who, who can pull rank, and who just kind of tries it on. But here's my friend Megan. Hello, you. Not going to spit at me in the moment because I haven't got in your way. A funny old thing, isn't it? There you go. So things have been showing signs of being at a low ebb, which is the grass is really slowed down. And it's still kind of around, but they're grazing, some bits they're grazing really pretty short. And other bits, it's mainly mud. And they're rearranging the grass by walking on it. And then there are other signs of new bits of growth coming through from branch tips. But yeah, we're settling into, this is definitely more into winter space now. Temperature's lower a lot of the time. Going to be lower tonight. And then it picks up again, briefly. And then next week we've got some 2 degrees centigrade overnight, whatever that is. It's cold anyway. So we'll probably have a bit of frost. So they're just repositioning themselves. They've come down off the field. It's threatening to rain a bit up there, but there's a few bits of alfalfa to be chewed. So they're bringing themselves down. Quite a lot of buzzards have been around, less so this week, interestingly. But red kites, I'm seeing quite a few more red kites, and they're just kind of up and cruising around high level. Just seeing what's going on, knowing what's going on, I'm sure. And sometimes they just seem to be enjoying flying. When it's windy, they do cruise the air flows. They follow it all around, it's quite interesting. Ducks continue to be around and evading us. We've had a few cormorants in. They come and go sometimes. The other day we had four. We had two adults and two juveniles. I haven't seen the juveniles probably a week or so. But the adults are in now and again. Usually one, but sometimes two. And there was two of them yesterday, and they were cruising around in the water. They're obviously kind of diving and doing their hunting for fish and things. And usually try to reposition themselves away from a direction that we were coming from. So, you know, transferring some food up to for the boys. Sorry, you're a little one. You're not going to get into the end of that. Somebody being kept out of the tail end of the food. No, I'm sorry. You're not going to get any from there at all. You have had some. I know. I've seen you. I've watched you eat. But there's none. There's none there now. Not that you can get. There may be some crumbs later on. A definite hierarchy thing going on. Some of which I would expect it to be like it is, and other times I get surprised by who bosses the food more than the others. It's interesting. Yeah. So it's not that kind of weather, for being outside a lot, but do spend a little bit of time if you can when you're feeding or when you're just having a check. See what's going on. And enjoy being with your alpacas and reading the room or reading the field or reading the stable or wherever they are. Try and have a look around and a check, see what's going on. Make sure everything's as normal as it is. And remember those mysteries. You're not going to solve them overnight, but all the little bits that you file away are all moving in the direction of understanding the mysteries that are alpacas. I think that's a lost cause. Is that full understanding is a lost cause. But we can still enjoy being around these amazing, mysterious creatures. Take care. See you again soon. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.